Mashujah Day. Ariri Deputy County Commissioner, Lydia Essige, has warned criminals wreaking havoc in the area that they will face the full force of the law for their illegal activities. The administrator who led the county in marking this year's Mashujah celebrations at Aruba Primary School in South Kanyamkago told those involved in the criminal acts that they will not be tolerated anymore. Ms. Essige's warning follows a spate of criminal activities that have seen residents attacked by gangs and lose property, increased home and house break-ins, increased motorbike thefts and recently, vandalism of power transformers and electricity cables. She urged residents to embrace the Nyumba Kumi concept to fight crime in the area, saying this can be possible when people offer information about suspicious individuals amidst them. At the same time, she declared that the local security agencies will deal accordingly with political goons who are always causing chaos during funerals in the region. This, Essige pointed out in the wake of rising political chaos in the area in the recent past, where violence has been witnessed in several funerals attended by politicians, leading to injuries and loss of property. While the constitution gave every Kenyan the freedom to associate and freedom of speech, the same constitution also entrenches the need for everybody to maintain peace, the administrator explained. She said, "The area security team was keen to work with everybody to ensure no resident is denied the right to security." The administrator also put on notice parents who fail to take their children to school on flimsy excuses that they are poor. "This is a reason that can be described as unfortunate and made from highly irresponsible parents," she remarked. She urged the local people to register in large numbers with the Social Health Insurance Fund, SHIF, in order to benefit from treatment in hospitals. The local population must also be appreciative to the efforts being made by the government to promote agriculture, education, health, affordable housing and industry with a view to boosting development in the country, she said, as several local leaders accompanied her during the celebrations this year. She noted that the Kenya government appreciated Kenyans who have done notable work within the country and it was in order to recognize them as Mashujah, hence the importance of Mashujah Day that is meant to celebrate their work.